Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Karen Cortell Reisman is here. Karen is a long time, coming up on 14-year member. Very soon we'll celebrate her 14th anniversary as a great member of our Brain Trust. She's the one who develops the Speak for Yourself programs, which we've talked about on the show quite often. She is the author of a number of books, including The Naked Truth About Giving Great Speeches and The Naked Truth About Selling. And she helps people just like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace. She's our good friend, Karen Cortell Reisman. Welcome back to the show.
Glad to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Karen, I've been selling a long time, since way before you were born. And I have learned a few things. And even though I've learned some things, I have to remind myself of many of them. And one of them is to be a better listener. What do you think?
We have talked over the years about how to communicate to sell yourself. And I would be remiss if I didn't talk to you and our listeners about the fact that one of the most important aspects of communicating is to be quiet and listen. And what I tell you, and I just did a big workshop last week for an international company, I said, put a dab of super glue in three different spots on your lower lip and then clamp down. And then what happens next? And they all go, these executives are going, I don't know. I said, well, that means you have to, and I don't mean to sound rude, but you have to shut up and listen. And so think of the idea of...
It's not rude, Karen, to tell a salesperson to shut up.
What happens is that you end up hearing more. You talk less. You listen more. And I wanted to talk today in both our segments about what are some great listening skills. How can you perfect that? Because if you don't listen, you don't sell.
And as I said, I've been doing it a long time. And I still, this is one fundamental that I still have to pay attention to, because you know, you can say, well, it's because you think you know so much. It's because, you're excited about what you're doing. I love talking to people about what they're doing, and I get excited sometimes, and I have to slow myself down and say, okay, just listen, let it come out of them. So here, what's your best technique?
My best technique, and this is what everybody who's listening to do today, you ask somebody a question, and then they'll give you some kind of an answer. And then instead of saying the next thing is about something about you, you just continue to ask them questions. And it might sound very like you're doing a deposition if you're a lawyer, but they don't feel that way. They feel very listened to. It makes them feel very honored. So if we were doing a game right now, I'd say, for Jim, for you to say, what's the most exciting thing that's happened in the last 90 days? And you'd say, oh, I just bought a car. And then I'd say, tell me about the car. And then you'd say, well, it's red. And I go, is red your favorite color?
Uh-huh.
Well, yes, it is. I said, tell me more about the car.
Why did you choose red?
Why did you choose red? Where did you get the car? Is it a used car or a new car? How long was your other car?
Right.
I mean, it might sound really like, oh, Karen, that is so elementary, but it is not. The listener, the person doing all the talking, feels very honored. You're going to find out more information, and that's how you sell more, is when you listen more. You find out their information, their data, their wants, their hate, their dislikes, what brings them pain, what, especially in their business life, what are the things that make you crazy? And then you just listen and you keep asking questions.
That word more is really powerful, isn't it? If you want them to tell you more, if you want to sell more, get them to tell you more. And I like what you said a while ago. And I the people, I know people who use this all the time, and I try to use it as much as possible. Those three magic words. Tell me more, Karen. Tell me more.
Tell me more.
And you're looking, you're hoping, if you're smart and if you're doing this the right way, you're hoping that they're going to give you some kind of a, they're going to say whatever they're saying so that it makes sense for you to say, tell me more about that automatic transmission.
So, Jim, I did this exercise at that big workshop I had last week, and here's the outcome from this group of decision makers. When they were the ones being asked the question, so they were the ones doing the talking about the car, about the wedding, or about the trip, or about the promotion, they said they felt good. They said it was about me. It was exciting stuff. They felt engaged, honored, happy, present, important, and connected.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how they felt. But in reverse, when they were the ones doing the questioning, if the ones employing the super glue, if you will, and because we did it back and forth, we had everybody be the questioner and then the ones being the listener and the, or the talker. When they were the other side of the coin, they said it was hard to shut up. It was difficult not to contribute. They felt like they had to be more patient. It was hard to find the questions.
Mm-hmm.
But interestingly enough, they did feel like they had more control.
Uh-huh. Well, and they got a better result too. That's the main thing, because when I'm at my best at this, I'm looking for any kind of information from the other person to find a way to logically and practically and in every other way weave my what I'm trying there to talk about into what they're interested in. I'm looking for
mm-hmm.
any kind of a little opening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? Because that's how you make the connection. Because even though we know you want to hear what they have to say, they know why you're there.
So here's right? my call to action on this segment. You go out there and do this. And we're entering into a holiday season. You'll be going perhaps to some networking events or to some parties. Find somebody you don't know. Ask them a question. Keep asking them questions.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the outcome. They will leave this conversation thinking Jim Blasingame was the best communicator. He's a great guy. I love talking to Jim Blasingame because Jim Blasingame said nothing. All Jim did was ask, but you didn't say anything. You didn't talk about your car, your vacation, your promotion,
except
your
to get
life.
Out of commercial.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.